The writing and the space that's given for Getz, remarkable improvisations. That is just a classic, however you cut it, and that's how it is looked at, I think, by the jazz world from 1961. Especially because, you know, forgive me one little sidebar story about Stan Getz. The one time I saw Getz was in a dinner theater bar in Washington, D.C., and I was there on a conference. I was there by myself, but in the table next to me was a Japanese family, a husband, wife, and about, I guess that she might have been 6 or 7, I don't know, quite young. And our tables were really right in line with the bandstand, so there was Getz and the band. And at some point, very early in the first set, Getz made eye contact with this little girl and started to play to her. Like he would point, you know, he would just play to her to the point where she was sort of giggling and grinning, and her parents were really eating this up. And off and on, he would be playing to this little girl. And for someone whose reputation had been that he was just a pure blind SOB to almost everybody in the whole world, that he was clean during this time in his career. But it was such a human sort of, there was this little girl, and he was just playing to her parents' delight. It was a very nice moment to, as well as the fact that it was one heck of a concert, and the man was playing just brilliantly. There, that's the end of the Getz thing for today, and just snuck into the third hour of our program today. So let's let you relax after Getz with a little bit of knowledge.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Victoria, and thank you out there for listening as she thanked you herself. This little station is always greater than the sum of the parts. And this little part is called Voyage. My name's Keith Black, jazz between 10 and 1 live here on Wednesdays. We stream and archive our shows at ckuw.ca, so you're not constricted to having to listen at between 10 and 1 if you don't want to. But to get back to some music now from after my historical segment, this is an album called What If? With Canadian saxophonist Joel Miller, with Andrew Reed Miller on bass. Don't know about that last name. Sounds pretty suspicious to me. Danny Sumets on violin, Joel Cornier on percussion, and Silvo Pupo on piano. The album is called What If? Here's a couple of tracks. The third one is like less than a minute, so it's not really that long. Here from on Leaf Music, Joel Miller on saxophone here. saxophonist Joel Miller there with some tracks from his recent album called What If. That last track is called 24 Preludes, Opus 28, number 1 in C major. And I'm not sure if that's Chopin or Dvorak, maybe. I don't know. It's unclear from the liner what it is, but he was arranging it anyhow rather than composing the original. It only ran 58 seconds, so whatever. Joel Miller on saxophones there. Very good Canadian music. And at the beginning, or near the beginning of the show, I played a debut album by a new trumpeter whose name actually was also Dave. But this is Dave Douglas, who is not a new trumpeter in the jazz scene, but is now, I guess, close to being an old master, if you will. He's been around for a long time in many different iterations and lots of different styles and moods. His latest album is called Four Freedoms, and there has always been a strong social and sometimes spiritual background to a lot of Dave Douglas's work. But this is sort of a really fine album with Douglas on trumpet and Marta Warelis. I'm reading 2.1-point font here on piano. And Nick Dunston on bass. That's Dunston, not Dunstone, so no relation to the curler. And Joey Barron on drums. Here's the Dave Douglas Quartet with Four Freedoms, three tracks maybe. The first one's called Sing Sing, and I'm not sure if that refers to the prison or it's just a suggestion as to what you should do. Second one is called My First Rodeo, which is sort of cool because the expression is it's not my first rodeo. And the last track is called Ruminations. Here's Dave Douglas. Thank you. Last track was called Ruminations, very well named, I think. That was the Dave Douglas Quartet from his latest album called Four Freedoms, and an established and sort of senior member of the great trumpet club in the jazz world. He has, as I mentioned earlier, recorded a number of different configurations, but this one is the quote basic end quote jazz quartet, and it does very well. Well, moving from that quartet to another quartet that does sound very different from that, and I can just say parenthetically that it is now in the last half hour of our show. It's 12:37. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. The Satoko Fuji Quartet sounds very different than the one you just heard, although it does indeed have a trumpeter as well and a pianist, so on and so forth. But the Fuji sound is quite different than the Dave Douglas one. The album is called Burning Wick, and if you know, if you listen to this program regularly, you know that Satoko Fuji gets a lot of airtime here and deserves every minute of it. She's a remarkably talented musician, and regardless of whether or not she's doing solo piano or has a 25-piece orchestra behind her, you can count on something neat. This one is called Burning Wick. It has trumpeter Natsuki Tamura, who is longtime colleague and indeed life partner of Satoko Fuji, bassist Hayakawa Takaharu, and drummer Tatsuko Yoshida. And it's really a really great album, very fine new album. It's called Burning Wick, and so is this title track.
Thank you.
two very different jazz quartets you just heard back to back. The first one was Dave Douglas, and that was the Sotoku Fuji Quartet from their latest album called Burning Wick. That was the title track. Some very, very great stuff on both of those albums. Different in sound, different sort of mood, but all the same, some of the great examples of the current jazz scene. And I'm about ready to tiptoe out of here now. The program ends at 1 o'clock, and I'm going to take us out with, as I mentioned at the beginning, Maria Schneider, who is, in my humble opinion, the best current large ensemble leader in the jazz world, released a single, a 10-minute single, which I think is probably one track on a forthcoming album. Because the album is called American Crow, and so is this single, and I think that that's not, I think it's just the title track, if you will, but it was legitimately released a while ago, and it's worth hearing. I have played it once, but I think it's worth hearing again, and I'm going to take us out with that. I won't bother going through all the large number of personnel on this, just to say that when Maria Schneider is arranging and conducting and looking after an ensemble, I bet people fight to get into her band because it is really remarkable. And that will take us to the end of our show today. My name is Keith Black, and as always, it has been a privilege for me to be able to share my music with you for the last 3 hours, and I'll be back again to do it next week. I hope whatever April Fool's Day means to you, if it's something that you can put one over on somebody else legitimately and harmlessly, I hope you will do that. But in the meantime, look after yourselves for the next week. See you when we all come back again next Wednesday. And to take us out, here's Maria Schneider with American Crow. Bye for now.